Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. O my dear Krishna, ocean of mercy, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the cowherd men and the lover of the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So this is the mantra that was used to invoke auspiciousness and glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's one of the prayers that is included in the Mangalacharana, which means those prayers that are most auspicious for invoking all good fortune and benediction upon the living beings. The devotee is praying, my dear Krishna, ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean, and Karuna means mercy. So how can you measure an ocean? If you try to measure an ocean, they say if you can take out 1 billion gallons out of the ocean, you cannot notice it, that the ocean has gotten any smaller. And if you add 1 billion gallons of water to the ocean, it'll look the same. Ocean is so vast, so unlimited, and so deep, and it's only a material thing. When you actually understand that the ocean is simply part of this material energy, but it's such a powerful force within the material energy. Just like one may be the greatest swimmer, maybe won the Olympics year after year, but if one is thrown into the ocean, one cannot survive, no matter how good your swimming is. So we might say that it is paramount of all material, when we say examples within this world. And this example is used that Krishna is an ocean of mercy. Ocean of mercy. So when we think of mercy, we have to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is that ocean understood? That ocean is understood is that as much as you want it, that's as much as you get it. Someone asks our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, please give me your mercy. And Prabhupada said, I'm giving my mercy to everyone. Just take it. Just take it. So taking it means to accept the instructions of the Lord coming through his representative. Those instructions are the connection to the mercy. In order to become Krishna conscious or God conscious, our endeavor will never be enough. We are so small, and we are so insignificant, and we are covered with the 4 doshas. That's explained that all conditioned souls have 4 defects. Make mistakes, to err is human. The senses are imperfect, they're limited, and they also make mistakes. What we see is not necessarily what it is. There's so many examples of that. Sometimes you look at a picture, and then you realize it's not what you're looking at. Someone tells you, actually, what the picture is. Oh, yeah, it's actually different than what I think it is. Or we just look at another person, and we think that we describe that person according to our vision, but it may be a completely different understanding in reality. So the senses, all the senses are limited and imperfect. We make mistakes. To err is human, they say. Everyone makes mistakes. We try not to, but we make mistakes. We say the wrong thing. We do the wrong thing. We don't do the right thing. We're always making mistakes, right? You go to school. Does everybody get an A in every course? Make mistakes, right? So to err is human. What is the other one? Imperfect senses. We have a what is the subject to illusion. Illusion. And the tendency is to cheat. What is the cheating propensity? I'm okay. That's the biggest form of cheating. I'm all right. We're cheating ourselves. So, therefore, in order to practice devotional service, or to reach the goal of devotional service, that is, to develop our love for God, prema pumartham maham, our endeavors are always insignificant and never good enough, no matter who we are. Therefore, what makes our endeavor successful is Krishna's mercy. That's all. The mercy of the Lord makes even the littlest thing great. And by material standards, the greatest thing materially is insignificant if Krishna doesn't recognize it. Totally insignificant, really. So we are, therefore Krishna is known as Karuna Sindhu. And how is that manifest, that mercy manifested in this age? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with the mercy. What is that mercy? He says, chant Hare Krishna and make your life perfect. Here, take this mercy. And it's so simple, so sublime, what we say, we might even say, so easily understandable, can be explained so easy. But what it takes in order to access that ocean of mercy is sincerity. We have to want it. If you don't want it, you can't get it. If you think, I'll try for it, if I get it, it's okay. If I don't, it's not okay. You'll never get it. You have to want it. The price of spiritual life is called laoyam. The word laoyam is translated as greed. Greed to have it. People are greedy for money, greedy for sensual enjoyment, greedy for what else, I don't know. Things, right? Fame, yeah. To be famous. To be famous means to be really miserable. No privacy. There's a one story, one Prince Charles, one of the members of the royal family in London, very famous, very wealthy, prestigious person, respectable person. One day he decided to go to one Hindu temple, and he was thinking, I want to go there, but I don't really want to attract any attention. So he put himself in a disguise and went without his normal clothes, looking like somebody completely different. And there he was at the Hindu temple, and guess what? 10 minutes later, all the reporters came with their cameras. No peace. Fame means living in a fishbowl. You know what a fishbowl is? The fish never has any privacy. Everybody looks at the fish. Oh, what's the fish doing now? So fame is a curse. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, material fame is like the stool of a boar. You know what boar stool is? Boars eat stool, so when they pass stool, it's recycled stool. It's the lowest of all forms of stool. So he calls material fame boar stool. And that's a Paramahansa devotee who has realized God in his practice. He said, this is just totally useless. So people are greedy for so many things. But Krishna is an ocean of mercy. And he makes his mercy available in many ways. He comes in the form of the deity, Radha Gopi Balava, to give us darshan, to give us opportunity to offer prayers, to give us a chance to render personal service. He comes in the form of prasadam, which is none different than him, which is tastes very nice, which is healthy, makes one happy and purifies one's mind. He comes in the form of the religious scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, simply to attract our minds to his pastimes and to the philosophy of transcendence. Everyone is interested in something, some topic in this world. Sometimes we have to read and study other things in order to function in the day-to-day life in our occupation. But transcendental knowledge is so satisfying and purifying that transcendental knowledge is realization of God simply by hearing this knowledge, because it awakens within oneself our attraction and our desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Transcendental knowledge is another form of Krishna. And, of course, the most merciful manifestation of all the mercies that Krishna has exhibited in this age is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So that mercy is so sweet and so available. That's the thing. It's so easily available. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shakti stathar pita niyamita smaranena kalaha tar dasri tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisam ihajani nanduragaha. That simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, there's no rules and regulations. One can taste the happiness of spiritual life and very easily give up material activities or material attachments, which are the cause of suffering. The only cause of suffering is material activities. That's all. We think the cause of suffering is, well, the weather, or somebody you don't like. Or my wife can't cook, it's another cause of suffering. But these are not the causes of suffering. Some people are shaking their head. The cause of suffering is the desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. That's the only cause of suffering. There's no other cause. Because that activity plants seeds for immediate and prolonged suffering. That's all. Because it's contrary to our nature. So, this ocean of mercy, which is coming in the form of Krishna's holy name, is so nice, so powerful, so sweet, and you know, so direct. It's the most direct way to reach Krishna. We look at the deity. The deity is very attractive, especially Radha Gopi Balava. They are really there. I mean, if you look at many deities, and Krishna comes in different manifestations of himself. But I must honestly say that Radha Gopi Balava are very easily available for giving their mercy to the devotees in various ways. But you know, you can't approach Krishna unless you approach Krishna through the holy name. You can't approach Krishna unless you approach Krishna through the holy name. Because Krishna reveals his deity form through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was standing in front of his deities. And he was looking, he had forgotten his glasses. So one brahmachari said to him, Maharaj, should I bring your glasses so you can take darshan? He said, don't bother. What can we see? We cannot see Krishna. We have to be seen by Krishna. He said, this is real darshan. Darshan means to let Krishna see you. There is drishya and drashya. One is seen and one is seeing. So who is seeing and who is being seen? Krishna is seeing us. And when Krishna is pleased with seeing you, that's darshan. Then he reveals himself through his transcendental form, like that. But seeing is connected to hearing. Seeing is connecting to hearing. And hearing purifies the heart and allows the eyes to actually see. Premanjaritum bhakti vilochanena santasa daiva riddhyesha vilokayanti yam shyama sundar chinta guna sarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. That when the eyes are decorated with love, then one can see Krishna not only in the deity, but everywhere. Because Krishna is everywhere. A pure devotee sees Krishna always. When someone asks Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, are you seeing Krishna? Prabhupada said, if I told you, would you believe me? So why did he say that? Because what are the qualifications for seeing Krishna? Do you know what it means to see Krishna? So I could say yes or no. And how would that mean? It doesn't mean anything to you. If you know what it means to see Krishna always, then my answer makes sense to you. Otherwise, it doesn't. So what does it mean to see Krishna always? That means one has to have love for Krishna. One has to have purified consciousness. And Krishna manifests himself in many ways. But actually, for one who is purified in consciousness, Krishna is seen directly. Prabhupada said, like you are seeing me and I am seeing you, I'm also seeing Krishna in the same way. So that's Krishna. That's why he's an ocean of mercy. He can actually be seen by our eyes. And when we see Radha Gopi Balava, immediately we understand, our hearts become transformed because Krishna is there in that form. And then the more we purify our hearts through the chanting of the holy name in service to the Vaishnavas, the more Krishna reveals himself in his transcendental form. And then that form manifests itself everywhere. And then it's Radha Gopi Balava everywhere you go. Not only in the deity, but everywhere. You see that same form. Or you actually, that same form relates to you in every aspect of your existence. That's transcendental consciousness. And that's Krishna, the ocean of mercy. So we purify our consciousness. And consciousness is pure in its existence, but it's covered. It's covered by our association with matter. Matter is foreign to the spirit soul. But matter is the existence of this material energy when we associate with it. But we don't have to associate with matter. It's not a matter of we're forced to. We're just conditioned. The condition is that we are accustomed to try to find happiness or find satisfaction or peace through the mind and senses and the intelligence. But that same mind and senses and intelligence, when it's engaged in the service of Radha Gopi Balava and his devotees, that same mind and senses intelligence reveals the Lord. Whereas when those same mind and intelligence and senses are used for material, they hide the Lord. Same mind, same intelligence, and same senses. The object becomes this different, the revelation becomes completely different also. So Krishna is ocean of mercy. The next part of this prayer says, you are the friend of the distressed. Who's distressed? Everyone. Everyone's distressed because they're under the influence of the material energy. That's what it means to be distressed. Prabhupada was talking, and someone was saying, you know, I forgot the dialogue. But Prabhupada's conclusion was, everybody's in distress. Why? Because they're trying to find happiness, but there isn't any. If you're in the desert, and somebody says, here's a drop of water, drink to your full satisfaction. You're going to think, boy, this person's really my enemy. He's just creating more desire for water by giving me this one drop. So Therefore, it's explained in this material world, there is some happiness. That happiness is a drop. It's explained by Vyapati, one of the contemporary poets of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he explains that this material world is like a great desert, and everyone's looking for water, finding that water represents happiness. And the desire is so strong to find that water that one actually sees a mirage. What is a mirage? A mirage is just the strong desire to find that water. But what is mirage? It's simply a reflection of the sun off the sand and creates this image of that there is water there. But then one goes for the water and gets more sand. And that's this material world. We try for happiness through friendship, society, love, family life, and so many other activities. We get a drop at most. And sometimes we don't even get that. And that drop cannot satisfy anyone because we want this reservoir of eternal happiness, or what we say, unlimited happiness. So get out of the desert. Get into the spiritual oasis where there is water and it's refreshing and it's unlimited. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambido bhavanti hitkarna rusayana kata. That the glories of the Lord, when heard and chanted, when spoken by great souls, that those glories are nectar. Rasayana means nectar, kata. The words are like nectar to the heart and to the ear. They satisfy the mind and the heart, and one becomes fully, what we say, satisfied. So, yes, everyone in this. So, Lord Krishna, he's the ocean of mercy. He's also the best friend. Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. And he's the source of all creation, Jagatpate. Isn't that amazing? The person who creates everything. He creates this material world and we're suffering. Sometimes people say, well, why did God create this place and we're suffering? It's his fault. We blame God, right? He put us into this material world and we're suffering. It's all his fault. Why doesn't he stop the suffering? It's like if you get onto the corner of Commonwealth and you say, take me to the Red Sox baseball park, Fenway Park. So the cab driver says, all right, get in. So you get in the cab, and you drive there, and he takes you to Fenway Park, and you say, when you get there, why did you take me here? Well, you asked me. That's the same thing. We're asking for sense gratification. Krishna provides it. We suffer, we blame Krishna. That's it. That's material life. So we get what he sets up the program. He also sets up the way out. And he allows us to try to enjoy separately. And when we suffer, we blame him. Of course, devotees don't do that. They don't blame Krishna. Sometimes they don't. Krishna, can't you see how sincere I am? I'm really trying. Why don't you give me all that mercy that I've been trying for all these years? Krishna says, Utsaham nishtayam daryat, be patient. It's easy to practice spiritual life for a year. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, a lifetime. Patience. Prabhupada said, a woman, she gets married, she has a nice husband. And then she thinks, where's the children? She's got to wait. Everything's in place, and now it's a matter of time before the children will appear. So everything is in place as soon as we begin Krishna consciousness. But the results come in due course of time. So, Lord Chaitanya, he was giving out benedictions and blessings to all his devotees. This was called the Mahaprakash Lila. He exhibited the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He showed his form as Narayan. And all his devotees were there and they were ecstatic. Lord Chaitanya never does that. This was a special, like 21 hours at the house of Srivas Thakur. He was saying, just ask anything. And people were asking for their friends and for their relatives. Give that person devotional service. Make my father a devotee like that. Everyone was asking for others. Finally, someone said, my dear Lord, give Mukunda. Now, Mukunda is one of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan leaders. And Lord Chaitanya loved to dance when Mukunda sang. As soon as he mentioned Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya became silent, and then he became quite angry. He said, Mukunda is like a person who worships your feet and at the same time beats you over the head with a stick. That's what he said. And Mukunda was there listening to this. And the devotees were shocked. Mukunda, he's so dear to you. He's one of your intimate associates. Lord Chaitanya explains, he goes, Mukunda, wherever he goes, he just listens to different philosophies and he agrees with everybody. And he goes to hear Mayavad philosophy and he doesn't say anything, he just listens. So Mayavad Krishna Aparadi. The Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. So therefore, I don't want to see Mukunda ever again. Oh, Mukunda was in tears. He was in the background. Devotees were thinking, we got to save Mukunda. Because devotees are more compassionate than the Lord. So they were praying, my dear Lord, please give him a second chance. And they were glorifying Mukunda in different ways. Finally, the Lord said, all right. He can come and see me after 10 million births. After 10 million births, he can come and again get my association. When Mukunda heard that, he was ecstatic. He started to dance and sing. Only 10 million births. I only have to wait 10 million births. That's all. I get to see again. When the Lord saw how patient Mukunda was and how long he was willing to wait to get the mercy, the Lord said, all right, bring him immediately. Come. When he saw that one was patient, patience is a great virtue. Determination precedes patience, and enthusiasm precedes in determination. So these three qualities make devotional service executable. Enthusiasm, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Determination, to continue under all difficulties. And patient, to wait for the mercy. Oh, when will that day be mine? What is that song? Namaruchi, aparara guchi, sudanamaruchi, aparara guchi. When will my fences be finished? When will the taste, the sweet taste for Krishna's name appear? So one prays like that. Oh, when will that day be mine? When, oh, when, oh, when will that day be mine? So that enthusiasm, that eagerness to get the mercy of the Lord makes it fast. When Krishna sees you're eager, then what seems to be an ocean becomes a puddle. The ocean of the long struggle becomes a puddle. And Krishna, he can immediately give you love of God. All he has to do is just look at you. You got it. He can do it if he's pleased. If he's pleased with your eagerness and to attain his lotus feet, he'll immediately get it. And that's what it takes. Another quality here is you're the master of the cowherd men and the lover of the gopis. This is really sweet. We're getting into Krishna's really intimate pastimes now. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta, Namostute. So, Krishna in Vrindavan, Sri Vrindavan Dham, when we speak of Radha Gopi Balava, Balava is an interesting word. Balava, Balava. Yes, but it also means one who gives pleasure. And someone asked, what does that word mean, one who gives pleasure? And Prabhupada explains that Balava means one who gives newer and newer pleasure. In material world, people are trying to find new pleasure. So they go to sleep in New York, and then they travel 500 miles and go to sleep somewhere else. And they call that pleasure. I'm sleeping in a different place, or I'm eating in a different place, or I'm having sex in a different place. I'm defending my false ego in a different way. So it's like the same thing, you just turn it inside out, but you get the same results. Just like someone was saying, you go to New York and there's a big sign, go to Puerto Rico, nice sunny island, so many tropical fruits, take a vacation, flight's only $49 for this 1 week, you know. You get on the plane, you get to Puerto Rico, you see a sign in Puerto Rico, go to New York, it's very exciting, you know. So nobody likes where they are, you have to be somewhere else. What do? The same thing you do wherever you are. Nothing's changed, right? It's material life. You know? Walk on your hands, but whatever you do, do something different. That's the same thing. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's all. Purnas, punas, cha, charanada, vindam. Chewing the chewed. When I was a kid, of course, maybe you all have had this experience. You sit in your school, and you're at the desk, and you look underneath the desk, and there's all these different color bubble gums, right? Somebody stuck the gum on it. So you look, and it says there's a purple color, and there's a yellow one. Well, this green one looks really good. So you would think, oh boy, let me just have some chewing gum. So you reach under and pick your favorite color, right? When you try to chew it, there's no juice, right? And it's finished. So material life's like that. And try it this way, try it that way, try it this way, do it this way. It's all the same. And the result is one becomes frustrated. Yeah, it's true. Everyone just becomes frustrated. But here, Gopi Balava means newer and newer transcendental pleasure. Spiritual life is so variegated. Prabhupada said variegatedness is the mother of enjoyment, variety. And Krishna, he's the master of that variegated, let me say, mood. And he can create newer and newer ways to enjoy transcendental happiness. Krishna is unlimited. When you speak of unlimited, you speak of something that's understandable. You can't understand something that's unlimited, right? How do you understand something that's unlimited? You have to be unlimited too. Or you have to be on the platform of unlimitedness to understand unlimited. But even on the platform of unlimitedness, Krishna has his own platform of unlimitedness, which is even more unlimited than unlimited. That's true, yeah. We're unlimited, but Krishna is unlimited in the unlimited. Make sense? Because whatever Krishna is, it's just, no, even Krishna can't figure out how great he is. That's why he becomes Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya is the manifestation of the desire of the Lord to experience his own greatness. That is actually the manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants to come to see how great he is because he can't figure it out. Therefore, he takes on the mood of only the person who knows him completely, and that's Srimati Radharani. Radharani owns Krishna completely and knows Krishna completely. And therefore, one who knows another person knows how to satisfy that person. Therefore, if you want the mercy of Lord Krishna, you have to get the mercy of Radharani. And if you want to get the mercy of Radharani, you have to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And if you have to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. If you need the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you need the mercy of the spiritual master. Because the Lord, spiritual master is the embodiment of Lord Nityananda's mercy. That's willing. He's Bodhosuke Kabugai. Bodhosuke Kabugai. The spiritual master is traveling all around the world, bringing the holy name to every town and village. And that's Lord Nityananda's mercy. And one can go to the spiritual master and say, my dear spiritual master, I want to buy the holy name. And he will say, yes, there is a price. And what is that price? Well, I'm selling it. Today it's $5, $10. There's different prices because we have different programs you can plug into. So you get that much holy name depending how much money you have. But the currency is not dollars or rupees or pounds or euros or zlotys, different. It's none of these material currencies. The currency is faith. Faith. If you have $5 worth of faith, that's how much you get of the holy name. And when you're willing to exhaust your whole bank account to buy that holy name, and you have done that, and you're chanting the holy name, when you develop a taste, sweet taste, ruchi, when that ruchi comes, then you are getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy fully comes when you get attracted to chanting Hare Krishna. Lord Nityananda's dragging you, trying to get you to that level. Come on, you rascal! Get out of Maya! Why are you watching television for? Chant Hare Krishna. Be happy. Quit being miserable. It's like the moron. You know what a moron is? A moron is a person who beats his head against the wall, and when he stops, he says, oh, it feels so good. So material life is like that. When we stop beating our head for a few minutes, we think, oh, it's not so bad. Then we go back beating it again. So, more often, not more on. So this is Lord Nityananda. He's very kind. He's the most kind, most merciful. He's giving that mercy to anyone and everyone. Take it. Prabhupada said, of course, the spiritual master is the embodiment of that mercy in full, is that if someone comes up to you and says, here's $10, please take it. And you say, oh, no, thank you. That's all right, you keep it. And that person says, no, you take it. No, that's all right. And then they take it and they push it in your hand and shove it in your pocket. That's Lord Nityananda. Even if you don't want it. You know, I can see many people, they live in India, they want to come to America to make money, and then they meet Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Can't get away. Try to get out of India to escape the mercy, and you get it in America. Prabhupada brought it. Yeah, it's nowhere you can go now. You can't hide. It's on every continent. That's Lord Chaitanya. And when you actually start tasting the holy name and you become absorbed in chanting, then Lord Chaitanya says, you are ready for Radharani's mercy. Then Radharani says, then you become fit to enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham. So that is the process. So, and Krishna is there. He's the friend of the cowherd boys, the lover of the gopis, and especially Radhakanta, lover of Radharani. So we sang this, we chanted this beautiful prayer for auspiciousness and glorification of the Lord, because it's one of the most complete ways to glorify Radha and Krishna, especially Sri Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopikanta Radha Kanta. Say, my dear, you're the ocean of mercy. You're the friend of everyone, the source of creation, the master of all your associates in the spiritual world, such as the cowherd boys and gopis. And especially, you are the perfect lover. Krishna is the perfect lover. Everyone is looking for love. That perfection can only be found in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this world, even if you find something ideal, it doesn't last. And there's really nothing ideal, because what you have to get ideal, you have to really work hard. And then there's no guarantee it's going to happen anyway. But in Krishna, everything is perfect. So we take shelter of Dinabandhu, Jagatpati, the master of the yogi, and we take shelter of Radhakanta, because he is the best of all lovers. And one can find complete love and happiness in Krishna. Krishna reveals himself through his name. Krishna reveals himself through his deity. In this age, the holy name and the form of the Lord are the two merciful manifestations of Krishna. Take shelter of both of these. Chant the holy names and serve Sri Sri Radha Gopi Balava. And spiritual life is really simple. Don't complicate it. Any questions? We have 5 minutes left. One best way to develop friendship amongst Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are naturally friendly, but to show your friendship amongst Vaishnavas is by serving Vaishnavas. Think of how to serve a Vaishnava. That's all. If we simply serve the spiritual master and the Lord, we are called neophyte. Neophyte means that there's only God and the spiritual master, and everybody else is just a nuisance. That's called neophyte. So Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who's a devotee of my devotee is actually my devotee. So to get the mercy of the Lord, we have to serve the Lord's devotees. And not only the spiritual master. As Prabhupada said, the more you serve the Lord's devotees, the more you actually are elevated in serving the Spirit, the Lord. So serve the Vaishnavas. That's the best way. There's 6 ways you can show loving relationships to Vaishnavas. That's mentioned in Nectar of Instructions, 4th verse. Speak confidentially, hear confidentially, give gifts, receive gifts, offer prasad, receive. These are the 6 loving exchanges between Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada said, we have set up this ISKCON society in order to facilitate these 6 loving exchanges between Vaishnavas. So, give a gift. Speak something Krishna conscious to others. Be friendly. Be kind. Devotee is kind. Devotee is friendly. That's all. Practice. How do you do it? Think of somebody you really love in your life and make that person in everybody you see. Put that person in everyone you see and serve that person, these persons the same way, at least in the same mood that you would serve that other person. Make everyone dear to you. Someone said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, everyone loves you. Prabhupada said, yes, because I love everybody. So if you want to be loved by everyone, just show your love to everyone. And if you have the desire, Krishna will give you the intelligence. It all starts with desire. Any other questions? Come on, I don't give up so easy. You have to have it, yes. Radha Gopi Balava's installation when he installed Radha Gopi Balava? I think there are many devotees here who are more qualified to answer that question than me. In fact, I know it for sure. Because, you know what? I didn't come to Boston until about 10 years ago for the first time. So I'm a new guy on the block. He wanted to know something about Prabhupada's installation, some little, nugget of nectar of why, what happened when Prabhupada installed the deities. July 18th, 1971. Some of you weren't even here then, were you, on the planet? We have our mother Sumati. She could. Yeah, please say something. I will repeat what you say. Or I could give you the microphone. Yeah.
Prabhupada personally picked out Radha Gopi Balaba in India, and Satsrupa Maharaj was the president here in Boston at the time, and had asked Prabhupada. We had little Radha Krishna, we're already here, but we wanted larger Radha Krishna deities. So Satsrupa had requested Prabhupada, asked him if that would be possible, and Prabhupada said yes, and he personally picked out Radha Gopi Balaba. There were actually three sets of deities, the same of this, from the same features. Radha Madhava in Mayapur, Radha Gopi Balaba here, and Radha Gokulananda in Berkeley, California. So Radha Gopi Balaba were sent by boat and arrived, I don't remember exactly when, probably in March, because Prabhupada was originally supposed to come in April to install them. And then he wrote and said that he couldn't come in April and he would come in May. And then he wrote and said he would come in June. And then finally he said he would definitely come in July.
So,
they were out of the box. They were painted. We were making clothes for them. But they weren't on the altar. They were just in the sewing room. So then Prabhupada arrived. It was a Sunday, July. I just recently looked it up. That's how I know it's the 19th for sure. It was... 18th was Sunday, the day that Prabhupada arrived. And he gave the Sunday feast lecture. And then the morning of the 19th was a Monday. And Prabhupada installed them. And there was a fire jagya. And there were different devotees reading from four different scriptures. And Prabhupada himself was chanting the Brahma Samhita. And Satsrupa Maharaj, he was not a swami at the time, but he was actually bathing Radha Gopi Balaba. They were just standing in large stainless steel bowls and draped with silk cloth. And Prabhupada had instructed that they be bathed with milk, yogurt, and water. So that was done, and then... Prabhupada actually dried them off. And Soma was telling yesterday, when Prabhupada was drying Srimati Radharani, he was like rubbing her face, and then he was looking back, and then he'd rub her face some more and look back and rub her face some more and look back. And then he dressed them and put on their jewelry, and they were put on the altar. And there's a lot of more little details, but I don't know how much time we have. But, and then when he put them on the altar, he looked at little Radhakrishna and he said, they are now Bijoy Murti. He said, that means they can travel and preach. And so they did for quite a while. We built a small altar for them, enclosed with an opening, a really beautiful decorative opening. And they went to the Boston Commons on Harinam frequently. They went to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst once a week. There was a devotee here, Shubhananda, who was teaching a Bhagavad Gita class at Amherst in the evening. But he and I would go with little Radha Gopi Ballabha in the morning, and they were set up on a table in the student union, and then we had another table with books. And I took a Coleman stove, and I would prepare their offerings and offer arti, and just standing there in the middle of the student union, just keeping their schedule. And then they went to the Bhagavad Gita class in the evening and sat on the table facing the students. And so that's what I remember.
Thank you, Mother Srimati. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopi Ballabha ki, Gaura Prema Anandi Hari Hari Bol.